Then I start crying. What do you mean to him? Who rented it? Like, when won't mini mint nebium? No, no, no. Okay, okay, fine. Matthias say, but you can't be with me any longer. Then I start crying about you. Then I start having imaginations. By now,
We don't talk anymore.
By now. Is she
with somebody here?
If she's with somebody, fine. But what are they doing? Is she mourning? Is she crying?
Where his mind went
to
first.
Why should that be your headache?
So you see, why should I be thinking about someone? I should be asking myself right now that you've decided to leave. Why can't I go in for someone who is beautiful than you? Why can't I go in for someone who will take good care of me? Why can't I go in for someone who will cherish me? Someone who will appreciate me? Someone who will be grateful for the little I do and the little I give and the time and the smiles and the jokes and the love making and the sweetness and the joys and the happiness and oh God. Now we are no makuma to say home. Na me phone.
Is that why he's been playing love songs of
you? Yeah, you see, I was telling you that since yesterday, he's been playing
love songs. No, since last week.
Is there something we need to know?
Yes.
What's that?
I'm in love.
Oh, you are?
Yes.
When are we meeting her?
You've met her.
Where?
Is she?
Eh?
Where is she?
You, who else? Saying, am I not in love with you?
Can I did not know that.
Then you know now.
Okay.
Thank you. In fact, I love you. Let me propose to you on air. Now, Honto. Why?
Nsiechi pao.
Nsiechi. Nsiechi se me si wanji. Ada ope.
Sandra.
Nani aluma. I want for anyone. Listen.
Okay.
I love you. I just say, I love you. Is that not enough?
I love you too.
Thank you. I'll give you. See, okay. Once you agree to be with me,
okay.
Mesala, you make him for Mama Abaku.
Not three na kane.
And if I
oh, they are discussing.
They're discussing saying, what kind of relationship is this? Me, that I have my salary.
Okay.
Wukra salary, who name the dodo? So, who name the dodo? And guy, four da yeche mo abra uba kono. You don't even know how much. All of a sudden, you are asking.
By the way, it's gift ever is when.
Are you retracting the proposal or what?
Hey, Adam, me and I'm buying me some in pay. Okay,
oh,
send me.
Oh, wow.
Hey!
We die here. Together. We die here.
Me and I'm
saying
me
pay. The worst gift is when. Is when you propose to a lady and she doesn't even say, I'll think about it. Okay, Matthias here.
What is wrong with my. Okay, Matthias here.
What's yes, sir? Okay.
Hey, no, God, yeah.
Don't explain. It's his traumatic experience. It's red flag.
Okay, wait. No. Oh, no, well, that's his red flag. That's all right. Have you ever had scholarship from a woman that me peril?
Okay, so that is from a friend. Like, that one is.
No,
okay.
No.
No. Like, generally, any woman at all.
Oh, yeah.
A lady told you something.
Oh, yeah, but.
Was that not a red flag?
Okay,
it's a simple question, yes or no.
Why long too much?
It depends.
On can what? It depends
on whether you like the girl, right?
Yes.
Exactly. So maybe I'm also spying.
No, but at least, why? At least ask questions. But
that's why. Why is he saying?
Are they a trouble?
Here is a lady like who was like my friend.
What you are saying? Okay.
Here is a lady who was like my friend. Who had issues with their boyfriend and then always coming to me and telling me the advice I'm giving her and I've just stayed. So all the time. Then once in a while we'll talk. One night we spoke, we were discussing what some random story like that.
And it diverted.
And it took me to. So we were having a conversation. And I was telling her, all I heard was, Andy. Can you hear me? Andy, please, let me ask you a question. Andy, you pay me now. No, the way she kept asking, calling my name, Andy.
Like long talk, no.
Andy, open me a na.
It was a trap.
I was so quiet. Quiet.
For a minute, you need to check if it's on record.
Make up any of my light near doom lights.
Hey, Andy.
And my better name came. Okay. And my soy is yes, it's true.
No, why you know.
And why? See, Charlie! I mean, I was quiet.
What did you say?
And I said, yes. And the minimo. But someone can't share me. Okay, fine. And then we spoke. The next day, we had to meet. Immediately I got there, she saw me. First question was, and she said, me, your girl. Yes!
That's how we are.
You see, that's how it should be.
Yes!
What am I going to think about?
So I should not come and do, okay, let me think about it.
There's nothing to think about.
Don't even think about it. That is what hurts.
Think about them.
No, she is saying that if, like, a guy proposes to a girl,
a random lady.
Who said it's random for her?
Why, if you are normal, why would you going to propose to a random lady?
Listen, you just see me.
No, what he's trying to say is someone you don't have any relationship
that is
with
the point.
And starting
of
afresh.
Of course, I'll be that one.
But like for
so
friends,
it's random.
Like
so he's right.
He said, okay. It's okay, cool, random. But for like a random
person. Hey, look. No, I don't want that, you know. Hey, stop.
I have messages. No, but
see. Stop.
But wait, so maybe you are the one.
See,
you are the one who thinks it's random, but it's not random.
No.
No, we are dating.
No.
We are dating. He said, I love you. He says, okay.
Yes, so we are dating. So let's go.
But you, it's random for you.
You, that a lady brings you girls, like my wingman.
Yes.
Hold on. A friend that, for example, AJ. So AJ Doku brings me girls. Like, yeah. Me also need a down for behind my mepe.
Yeah.
AJ no a down for here, and AJ will connect her to me. Mm. So AJ is like my wingman. Which there's no way we can have any connection, anything.
Yeah.
So even if I'm in the bathroom, AJ can just walk in and pick something and leave. Like me and Nanama, my grand can walk in. She's done it before. I'm in the bathroom, just walk in and pick something and she will leave. And my grand, Obe Gangwa has watched it. And then they say, Obe Mne. Look, we are done.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, I have friends like that.
I want to be that friend.
Don't mind him. Oh.
It's not that deep. Is there a naked body you've
I'll tell you a funny story. I'll tell you a funny story. We had gone to Nkoko. It was me, Ochame Kwame, the late Dasibe Jamna, Ofuriam Ponsa, and Mac Brown. And we had a concert. Right after the concert, the next day, we have to come to Accra. It was time for us to check out. Time, Neko. And we needed to get to Accra earlier. Me soon, I'm going to bathroom 3 hours. No, me pee. Meanwhile, it's just one bathroom. Okay. Charlie, me bathroom. Soap woman. I could feel something around my thighs. Hey, this is you, eh? Between Nina McBride, we've seen the draws. No, like, I mean, this is Mac Brown. And I was like, I didn't know who you were. I just covered it.
That's the question, like, so what?
And I was asking her, what? I didn't know who you were. And she asked me, and just said,
Obeyme.
The same thing. She said, yeah, pentemafena,
Abeshano. It's not that deep. Isn't it?
And I mean, if you know Mac Brown very well, don't doubt what I'm saying.
Yeah.
For someone like
Now, especially when you see that person in that, you know, brother light.
Exactly. Well, and this is the kind of relationship on farm. And they say, you know. So for someone like, let's say Mac Brown, who gives you a connection, or AJ, who is linking you, then all of a sudden, you establish that kind of relationship with her. Mm-hmm. Do you think you can fool with her again?
No, you can't.
Because it happened to me.
No, you can't.
You have stories for days.
I swear.
Oh, yeah.
And linking me. All of a sudden. And it was even in the morning.
Maybe the people she's been linking have been bringing testimony.
Oh!
Okay. I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised about that.
But it's a maybe. Just as you said, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah.
Stories and testimonies.
So I... Yeah. You know.
But you see...
And when she was leaving, she said, Adena, why you know? If you never come, you're a girl.
It's Lincoln, no?
She said no.
Jai.
Okay. Uncle John said Jai.
No.
But
she said, if you never come, meanwhile, it was in the morning, very early in the morning. So me kwa juma no ma bana me ba. Ye be di hun komo ye. And that night. And ye di komo ni. What do I say? Yeah. Asem nesi.
Okay, na say omu di komo no pa no. Okọ ba na musa so say di komo.
Ye di komo no. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead him.
Let me share with you what we are having.
AJ.
Yes.
Mr. Efria.
Adam.
I said.
The haters are too many.
My stories. Don't mind me. Let me read this message from His Excellency. Our very own, Our Excellency.
Which of them?
Your Excellency. Do you think it's a small Excellency? You see. Excellency, you see how stupid broken heart is? That's why I have never had broken heart before. No, allergies know they get broken heart. You there somewhere, they cry over some girl for nothing. Yes, after you go wonder waiting, you see for inside. Okay,
he's the first person to even get a broken heart.
He says he come Ghana, no, he listen radio for guys. He be me there on air.
Oh, good,
allergy. Maximum respect, His Excellency Sadiq.
Sadiq, you didn't
please,
cry.
Please,
you didn't
address,
cry.
Address him properly.
Honorable.
No.
His Excellency. His Excellency.
He's an ambassador.
Big Brother Sadiq.
He's a high commissioner.
You didn't cry please, that day at Abofu. Dear Andy and Kaswa, I have been mine for several years. And until recently, I believe my wife and I understood each other when it came to managing our home. But something that looks very simple or small on the surface has now become a serious source of tension in our marriage. Every 2 weeks, I gave my wife 1,000 Ghana cedis to buy groceries for the house. It has become part of my routine. No matter how difficult things get financially, I make sure I find that money because I believe feeding my family is one of the greatest responsibilities as a husband. The truth is, there are times I sacrifice my own personal needs just to make sure she has the money before she goes to the market. However, after every shopping trip, the conversation always is the same. She comes home frustrated, complaining that 1,000 Ghana cedis is nowhere near enough. She says prices have gone up, things are expensive, and she can only buy a few items. When I look at the groceries, I honestly feel they don't reflect the amount of money I spent. Even more surprising, within a few days, the food is almost finished, and before long, we're talking about groceries again. At first, I ignored my doubts. I kept telling myself that maybe the cost of living had become unbearable. After hearing the same complaints for months, curiosity got the better of me. I politely suggested that this time I would do the shopping myself, not because I wanted to take over her duties or undermine her, but because I genuinely wanted to understand why the money never seemed enough. She wasn't happy about the idea, but I still decided to go. Andy and now, what happened completely shocked me. With the same 1,000 Ghana cedis, I was able to buy almost everything we needed. My shopping bags were far fuller than what usually came home. After comparing everything, I realized the groceries I bought would comfortably feed the family for close to a month. I couldn't believe it. I returned home expecting my wife to be happy that we managed to stretch the money further. Instead, she became furious. She accused me of humiliating her and taking over her responsibility that belonged to her as a wife. She said my actions proved I no longer trusted her, and that if I truly believed in her ability to manage the home, I would never have gone to the markets myself. I tried explaining that I wasn't competing with her or trying to expose her. I simply wanted to understand why the same amount of money always disappeared so quickly, and whether there was a better way to manage our household expenses. She refused to see it that way. Since then, our home has become the same, hasn't been the same. She barely speaks to me. There's constant tension between us, and something as simple as grocery shopping has now become a major issue in our marriage. Andy and I honestly don't know if I crossed the line or if I was simply being a responsible husband trying to make wise financial decisions. Was I wrong for deciding to do the grocery shopping myself? Or should couples be able to question and verify how household money is spent without it becoming a fight? Help me. Good afternoon to you. Nathaniel, should I start with you?
No, please. Mm-hmm. I want to hear who is serious from Shet's side.
Oh. No. Behman. Okay.
Go ahead, Nathaniel.
So I think that, well, I had opportunity to look at the video the man sent, and you could see that the man had bought a lot of stuff.
Compared to him.
Fishes, beef, like cabbages, like a lot of food stuff. And from how he was talking, you could see that even the 1,000 Ghana cedis that he brought is something that he stretched himself. He knows that you have to feed the family. And in families, mostly when there is no food, it's difficult to sustain a home on an empty stomach.
Mm-hmm.
So if he stretches himself to get a 1,000 Ghana cedis to satisfy you guys for 2 weeks, and you go to the market, I know from Kumasi Yonko, I know there are a lot of women who go to the
from
market.
Kumasi what?
Yonko. That movie.
Kumasi Yonko. From Kumasi Yonko.
Kumasi Yonko.
Gen Z.
Kumasi Yonko.
Gen Z.
That particular movie taught us a lot. You could see that when they go to the market, because they are listening to their fellow women in marriage, like one sees Scannibia, that's your home chill. So they feel entitled to say, let me take this part of the money, keep it for myself and my children. Although ideally it may make sense that as a woman, you're also supporting your husband in one way or the other, but the money was given to you specifically for food. If it is because you went to the market and foodstuff are now outrageous, and as a matter of fact, you're unable to buy these stuff, you let your husband understand. But as your husband says, okay, it is expensive, let me also try my method. Maybe when I go, my charms may bring in more foodstuff. So probably that is the reason the food it multiplied this time around. I don't see the need for the woman to be angry.
Yeah.
Because you couldn't do it. Although it's social construction of reality, it is how society has sort of given to you, women should do this. But now the settings has changed.
Mm.
So understand the fact that what you couldn't do, your husband has done it. And probably may show you the ways he did it, so that moving forward, you would still go back to the market and buy the things that he bought. I don't see the problem here. The woman should have just calmed down, understood the perspective of the man, and then they should just move forward with that.
Mm. Nana, my challenge is with the fact that the woman is upset with the man for taking over her responsibility. Because if you are like me, who doesn't like stress, and my husband says he's going to take over market runs, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
You know how hard it is going to the market these days, that
things are expensive. Trying to find a vendor, you know, the haggling and all those things, beating down prices. And then my husband says, I'm going to the market. Oh, I'll cross my legs and wait for him. Mm. When he comes, I'll hug him. Thank you so much, baby. That day, my possible son, or I give him correct food. All I'm trying to say is that I think there's something fishy with what the woman has been going to buy from the market. And then again, usually it's women who would go and buy things cheaper than men. So you'd have a lot of men. That is the main reason why women would go to the market, even though, yes, there's some sort of social construction and whatnot. But usually men, if a man is going to buy this thing and then the vendor says it's 10 CDs, hardly would a man say, oh, teso mame.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. They'll just pay. And but a woman, see, sometimes I go to the market with my mom and I get scared. Because, oh no, you see, they'll price something at 10 CDs and she'll say, Misika ye tube je anaonje. And in my head, I'm like, oh, she also has a family to feed, you know, that kind of thing. So if the woman doesn't have anything to hide, I do not see why she would be upset. Rather, she should even ask the husband, hey, na hina okoya unya niyama bebre say, inti treme hona next time, mako honu. Because at the end of the day, the marriage is supposed to be a partnership. So if the man is getting more things for the same amount, you should let him lead you to where he got the things. So that next time you can also go and then it will cut down the expenses of the home. Unless she's teen trouble, or there's something fishy. Maybe to the man used extra money and then he's insisting that it's 1,000 CDs. If that is not the case, I don't see why she would be upset with the man. Or it could also be because of how the man approached the issue. So I thought, and then they're writing to us there, he'll write it nicely. But then maybe he did not say it calmly like that, and that is why she got upset. So if his approach was good and everything else, all things being equal, I do not see why she should be upset unless she has an ulterior motive. Maybe she's not using all the money for the market. She's pocketing some. And then she's angry because now that the man knows he can get more things for 1,000 CDs, maybe now he'll decide to be going to the market. So that extra money that she's getting from money, she's not going to get it. That is how I see it. Because I do not see why you would be upset that... You should even be happy that the man has been able to get...
Yeah.
And then ask him where he got it so that next time you go there.
Hmm. Yeah, same. Let me move on. Shared.
Okay, so they are both not serious. The guy is not serious. And
would it be somebody not serious?
He's calmly saying it's no.
The guy is not serious, and the lady in question is also not serious. Okay. Now, you know, you always have to marry a partner who is matured, because marriage is a field where issues will keep arising.
Mm-hmm.
And when issues keeps arising, you need a matured person to be able to handle it. Now, most marriages collapses not because most marriages don't collapse not because there are no issues there, but because there are two matured couples. That is why I don't believe the fact that you have to marry a fool, you have to be wise. One has to be a fool, one has to be wise. No. You have to marry two wise people are the only people who can marry, but two masters cannot marry. What is going on here is a master and a master, not two wise people. Excuse my language.
Yeah.
It could be a master and a master, and then excuse my language, a wise person and a fool.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the guy is wrong. I want to go to why the guy is wrong. The guy is wrong because I'll go to the ladies. The guy is wrong because, you know, a woman wouldn't want you to take her place no matter what. Because she wants to feel entitled to whatever you have given to her. Now, whatever you want a woman to do, engage her. Don't let it be like it is your work. The moment you let her know it is your work, if it gets to a point when you want to do it, then you are telling her that she's not doing it well. That is how the lady is feeling now. Now, if you really wanted to engage in this thing, fine. You go to town with 1,000 Ghana cedis. Mind you, you know what? I feel now 1,000 Ghana cedis with the foodstuffs you bring home is not enough. You know, next month, I want us to take 2,000 cedis. And since the staffs will be extremely more, like they'll be extreme sorry. I want to go with you. Telling her 1,000 Ghana cedis, I want to go with you. Look, indirectly, she's a thief. That is what I'm trying to tell her. Oh no, like
she's not a thief.
We are laughing because that's what we said.
Like you telling her 1,000 cedis, I want to go this time around, no matter how calmly. Just like me saying, excuse my language, AJ, you a fool. No matter what, I shouldn't tell you this.
Yeah.
So in as much as how polite you said it or whatever, you shouldn't tell her I want to go to town. Okay, this time around, I want to give you 2,000 cedis.
Let's see how it goes.
No, I want to go with you because I'm sure the foodstuffs...
things will be a lot.
Be a lot.
Mm. Oh.
With 2,000 cedis.
Okay.
Or let's say with 1,005.
Mm.
By you telling her that 1,000 cedis, I want to go with you, I want to go alone, you're still calling her a thief.
Is she not?
Shed is trying to be diplomatic.
No.
The two of you be calming
that,
down.
That is where maturity starts.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Are you getting the point? Because you going and bringing more stars.
You just called her a thief without calling her
now,
a thief.
Now, for all you know, you didn't even go to where she has been going to. There are people who would love to buy their things from the shop. I mean, whatever, no matter what, I wouldn't take bread off the street unless it's from ShopRite. Because there was a time I saw...
Let's go.
Yeah, because there was a time I saw, a child, excuse my language, you know, she placed...
picked her nose, the chop of food, you know what they do?
That is why I... So, you know, we have women, maybe in from where she was brought up, they don't buy foodstuffs anywhere.
Yeah.
And she has been going to, you know, this, you know,
high
like...
in stores.
Watch it at Katapo, excuse my language.
Where's Katapo?
You don't even know Katapo. But watch it at Fukwasi is not the same as the watch it in East Legon. The taste could be the same, but per the location, the price is different.
Yes, sir. True that.
So I feel the guy, you know, like he was thinking about his packet, but at the end of the day, you need to treat the issue in a diplomatic manner. Go with your wife. At least let her feel, per whatever you've done, you've called her a thief, no matter what. Now let me go to the lady. You should be happy with what your husband did. You need to calm down. But you know, nobody will be happy being called a thief though. But let him understand that, my dear, I have been going to this place. So if you like, next time, let's go to that place and see if you could get the same thing. But you being furious, you are automatically telling him that him calling you a thief unknowingly is true. So they are both not treating the issue with... you know, with wisdom, excuse my language. So the lady should have come down and asked questions. Where did you really get, like, are you sure about this? Okay, next time I'll go with you.
Yeah, so you show me.
And ending with, it feels like there is a lack of communication here. Because if there is communication, you know, I can tell my wife, you know, it's normal. She should be able to tell me. But if you can't tell your wife this and she can't tell you this, it means there is something.
There's a gap.
So the guy didn't treat the issue in a matured way. Yeah. And the lady is also not responding in a matured way. Yeah.
I understand you. Because
I think Shed has raised very good points.
Yeah, because breaking it down, I'm now seeing where the problem was.
Yeah.
You could have said that too. Not to bring, like he said in his statement, say common groceries has become a deep... it shouldn't have been.
Because
and the issue is not even about the groceries.
Like you said, 2,000. Yeah. Hey, babe, where I go to? It should be normal couple conversation.
That is the point.
Because sometimes you're cooking, your husband coming, or your boy, hey, Charlie, this one, Charlie, you understand me? So it should have been a normal conversation. That means they barely talk.
They are not ready for marriage.
Yes.
They said, didn't say that one. They are not ready for marriage.
Oh, no, but they're already married. Oh yes,
because of this grocery thing, I think they don't talk at all.
No, it's not about they don't talk at all, but it means either they don't talk at all or they channel their conversations. You know, there are couples who don't even talk about anything. Excuse my language, unless sex.
Or it's always I need money for this. Just kind of fuck away. Yeah.
So like financial planning, you can't want.
No.
But you know, at a point, you should be able to. If you know you are a good husband or a good wife, you should be able to ask your wife or your partner at a point, is there anything I'm doing you think is not right?
Yeah.
At a point.
All egos aside. Yeah.
At a point. Mm-hmm. You know, because if you are not able to ask that question, then you know there is a question mark on you. You should be able. So if you can't ask your partner this question, that am I doing everything right? You can never do everything right, but at a point you should be able to. And anybody who doesn't want to own up to that question is proud, because they feel they are doing everything right, and nobody can do everything right at a point in time.
You don't make mistakes.
So you should be able to ask your partner, is there anything I am doing wrong? And then to other partners, you shouldn't tell your partner what they are not doing right. Always tell them what they are doing right. If they are matured, they will be able to
discern,
to iron out what they are not doing right.
Oh, wait, how would you know what you are doing that? If I tell you what you are doing right, you know what you are doing.
AJ,
you know what you are doing. You are doing five things.
Yes.
And I come and I tell you that, oh, nah, 1, 2, 3 that you do, I like it.
I like it.
I don't mention the other two. Automatically, you should know.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why I use the word discernment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Discernment is very
You should be able to discern.
Wisdom and discernment as we are growing is very, very important.
Yeah.
And knowing when you are stepping on your partner's toes and breaking their heart. Sometimes they'll say, women will say, I'm fine. But 6 years later, she's reminded you of what
That's
you
when,
did.
Do you remember?
Hey, remember the time. Yeah.
Good. And if you're dating someone who doesn't even notice.
Mm-hmm.
When your mood is
when
off,
there is something wrong without you telling them, it's a red flag.
It's a red flag, yeah.
A red flag.
Because the moment you become calm, they should know that something's not wrong. If you're everly happy, that means something happened. Yeah.
You know, for like an example, someone like me, immediately I go off social media. If I don't post on my status for just a day, there are a number of that's the kind of person I am.
Okay.
I'm always posting on my status. So if I don't post on my status for a day, there are few people who would come and text me that, oh,
what's
I'm not seeing your status. So like, what's up? Are you good? Because I post on my status every day.
Mm.
Every day when I'm coming to work, I take a video and I post on my status.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So if I don't post for like a day or two, there are not like at least one or two people. Anya, my kid sister or my best friend will come and ask me that, hey,
what's up?
Charlie, what's up? And then say one kind of. The same as on Twitter. I'm very vocal on Twitter. Immediately I go off. People, like there are certain people who notice, and it's very surprising. I went off for a couple of months.
Okay.
Somebody called me. I don't even know where the person got my number from. And the person was like, oh, I know you don't know me, but I follow you on Twitter very well. And I noticed that for a couple of months, you haven't been active. Are you good? Is everything? I was shocked.
Wow.
I was shocked. This is somebody, and till date, he never revealed
who he is.
But then he was like, oh, I follow you. So been like 2 months since I saw your post. I went to your account and I noticed that you had deactivated. So I decided to find your number and call you.
Wow.
That's
So if you are dating somebody and you are not able to tell their mood is off or something is wrong, then it means, is it that you don't care or you don't like the person?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's what he's saying says a lot. That means that in a lot of relationships, we don't talk.
Yeah,
that's why sometimes we ask the question that, hey, so the talking stage, no?
What were you talking about? What's your favorite color? What's your favorite position?
Come here, favorite knee. Can't you see color? The color that I like on.
That's the only thing they talk about.
Proceeding.
I like that. The way you start, no,
I just move to the next. You get me, but this thing shouldn't have actually become a big problem.
No,
it shouldn't have.
No, look, there are people.
You guys? So in this situation right now, how should he go about it to be able to get him to be able to talk to his wife? Because as a couple, the more you're not talking, the more the distance.
You are giving the devil space
to come and do it. So right now, how should he get his wife back on talking terms so they can move in that same direction that they used to be in?
Okay. So the lady stated that he has taken her responsibilities. He should apologize.
Okay.
Yeah.
I apologize for taking responsibilities. It's just that things have been really tough of late. Mm-hmm. And I know you really love me and you wouldn't want me to stress so much. That was the reason why
I didn't even mean to take your responsibility.
Like, let her know that she's the supposed acting man of the house.
Mm-hmm.
You've been you really love it, but just that you didn't really even know that. But honestly, you can even end up, excuse my language, lying to her that you went to one Zongo Market B. That was where you got it, but you don't know where she gets hers. But if she's okay with it, maybe from now onwards, you can go and show her.
Yeah, okay.
And afterwards,
Hey,
No, after the man had apologized.
No. Don't add the alcohol. Bunny.
No.
What do you
also
think?
No, I'm not thinking what you think.
No, you see, the issue is that...
I'm talking about the woman's side. What does she do too?
What do you think she should also do?
She also has to apologize. Yes.
No, both of
because
them.
Because if you don't apologize...
I want to tell you why.
Wait.
Communication,
I'll come back to you.
It's a two-way affair.
Yeah.
Now, we want the man to apologize. That is always... how we see things in the family. That a man has to calm down, the man has to understand the emotional aspect.
Sure?
Yes. That is how mostly we want to treat women when it comes to emotions.
The man always
now,
has
after
to apologize.
The man has apologized to the woman, you the woman, what do you do?
Yeah.
Do you also just accept the apology and say, okay, I've forgiven you?
So can
you
I
also
talk?
Apologize.
So okay.
Yes.
Okay. So what I said is two matured people are supposed to be married.
Mm-hmm.
Ideally. If the man apologizes and the lady is matured, every wise person will apologize back.
Beautiful.
So both of them exactly. owe each other an apology.
No. So, look, even if you are not wrong, the moment the man apologizes, automatically the lady will also say, I'm also sorry if maybe I reacted, you know, wrongly too. So, but what I'm saying here is that the apology must first start from the man.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah. I be that one yeah. there. We all
because agree. He took... her responsibility.
He didn't take her responsibility.
No, he
no,
did.
No, you take it like that. But is it to, you know, man, like I said, let me put it this way, like nichimnyane de, so that you know they could fix things again, or like we're just.
So the reason why the lady is saying he took her responsibility is because they be a ujami mameko, isu otaja mameko, iya boja mameko, ene de osi wumpa wobeko. So he took my responsibility.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If that's where you're looking.
Yeah.
Let me quickly bring in the messages since we are, you know, pressed for time. Andy, this is what the gentleman started. This is how the gentleman started the marriage, and that is how it will end. You will be responsible for what you started. Arthur Gilbert said, you did nothing wrong, man. Your wife was about to... was doing you bukata. Was that it?
Bukata.
In fact, don't mind her. If she decides not to tell you... because she was not buying exact amounts of groceries needed in the house, so she was keeping part of the money for herself. If the money is coming from her pocket, would she allow her money to be spent like that? Very fantabulous question. Some of you women are deeply loved at home. That's a really beautiful thing to say, because he didn't fight you, he didn't beat you up, but he actually wanted to make sure that everything was going well.
That's why I'm saying another way for the woman to pay him back, for lack of a better word, is say, okay, nowadays you will go. Let's see if he
let's
can
go together.
Going.
Ah, he can actually maintain it if he actually did that.
He cannot maintain.
Moment,
and I think it's going to be more room for more fights.
That's the point.
He cannot end
this
day.
That is
he cannot
point.
Maintain it for
no,
6
if
months.
If you if she says okay, go and like
it
if
means
she says
still
a politely
not accepted apology, yeah.
If she says a politely or says it in a sexy way, angry way, still the fight
yeah.
is still on.
Yeah.
You did nothing wrong, man. It's her guilty conscience breaking her. This gender wants to make profits out of everything. I'm shaking my head. This one says,
don't give me profit out of profit.
This your wife has a different agenda. Hey, Oba. You crossed the line. She's saving from that money. I hope she's not a housewife, because even if the money isn't enough, which I know she's taking trouble, why can't she add a little support? That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Because most women, you give them a hypothetically speaking 150 begin quite no crenya meaning.
Or the be back home.
We always add some.
So that's a very maybe too she's a housewife. And maybe that is even why she's taking the money, because she needs money for personal stuff.
Yeah.
I can't come and ask
she can't be asking
you
for everything.
You know, money for
someone said it's a defensive like it's a defensive for being exposed. Okay. And this one says, I hope, okay, I've read that one. This one also says, she'll come around, denial mode activated. We don't catch thief. Oh. What you did wasn't bad. How angry the lady is, it is unnecessary for her to be upset. So if she's making this an issue, I will say that the lovely home she has does not cherish it. I think both of them shouldn't turn this into a fight. And
yeah.
Guy, just you start with the apology and
then you should apologize to her. And I think what Shed suggests. Or he can also say that, oh, like, after the apology, then he explains that, oh, it's because I'm pressed for money. So, you know what? Let me go and show you where I got the things. Mm. Mm-hmm. So that next time...
And then try still. And ask them.
Or the next time that they are supposed to restock, they should go together. Yeah. Oh, this is why I bought the tomatoes. So, oh, may you renew entire or no beba. Like, yeah. You know, Charlie, yeah. Yeah. Then yeah, when they finish, they should just make up. And then, yeah, that's about it.
Make up.
Yeah.
Why, boy, you so nasty. Anyway,
it's very important in marriages.
Oh yeah, making up. The most be a little romantic with
see,
the,
after
you know,
the apology.
Apology
and everything.
Ah, you have
seal
to seal it. Oh,
consummate it.
Yeah, yeah, you have to.
To consummate
apology,
it.
And you have to be romantic about the apology. Yeah. Don't just say it like that and call family meeting. Now no, you know, no. Be a little sexy.
Cook
you
a
understand?
Meal. Have some wine.
Shed. Do you cook a meal?
Yeah, I do.
Brandy, oh, no, Shed
seems to be very romantic.
I want to ask Andy his opinion.
No, Shed seems to be very romantic.
Yeah, I do.
I won't be surprised if he does that.
Stop lying.
Andy, are you romantic?
Stop lying. What's
up for Dazzy? Andy.
Go, yes.
So all the back and forth, we found them. We found a way that, you know, the guy can go about it. We've all said, you know, both of them are not serious. We found matured ways to talk about it. Now we are saying that, you know, the man should try and apologize, appease the girls.
Apologize to who?
His wife.
His wife.
That...
You know, for everything to draw, no.
For indirectly calling her a thief.
A thief.
And Julobi.
Indirectly, yes.
What's
Julobi.
So...
You see...
And then after that, they should consummate it.
Mm. Oh, then consummate... for a man, Bema Sebi, it is not your responsibility at all to go to the market. You chose to go to the market. For which reason? Wanting to test your wife? Or protecting your pocket? And I won't know that would be an issue. Maybe, and I'm a dawadi and a daddy and isusa. Maybe Sika Uti and Yanguadi and Neba. Why don't you sit your wife down and ask her? You chose to go to the market. Nakudijano. Okay. For me, no problem. Henceforth, ubekwa kudijano.
What you said?
What I said.
Simple. Moving forward, Krachi Dijano.
Name
Emmanuel.
And one, no.
Where they buffoon him.
Shared responsibility. But that means
let's see if he can keep it.
That means the fight
still
on.
Fight.
Yeah.
Which fight?
He says
where
the wife
your
has
fight?
Changed.
Yeah, changed what? Changed.
She hasn't talked to him.
Yes, but why must I talk to you? No, why must I talk to you?
Council.
Council saying.
Council.
No, madam.
May
here we are.
Ba?
Mimi, too, I want my family phone. Say, give me a friend. Then, what family phone?